flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ian Rappaport on the Falcons' decision to bench Kirk Cousins and go to Michael Penix. This would have been one way to fix the Patriots this past year. Just play your rookie right away. Don't mess around with a veteran in the meantime.
Yeah, I should have mentioned Drake May will start week one next year in my plan. The plan is for him to start every game next year. Yeah.
It's true. So I want to get into this. We can do it coming up because I want some of your Patriots plans, how to fix the Patriots. Keith and I both did it in a minute. Ish.
Right.
I went a little over.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we were right around it. And we already have our solutions for fixing the Pats. You can jump in with yours, 617-779-7937. We'll get to another rookie quarterback getting in. And what this rookie quarterback class tells us about starting your rookie right away.
Yeah.
I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming. No reason to mess around with it. Play your guy week one. Keith, recap as best you can off the top of your head your plan real quick.
Ben Johnson, head coach. T. Higgins, a lot of money. Draft Travis Hunter, trade back into the first round, and get best Haas available to start at left tackle.
Good plan.
DeMarcus Covington also gone. Let Ben Johnson, whatever connection he has with the former defensive guy that he thinks is ready to call the defense, have him do that.
Okay, so I have new coach Liam Cohen, new GM Ray Agnew, blowing out Elliot Wolf, new defensive coordinator, secondary coach Jim Leonard. You might remember him playing for the Jets back in the day. I have, let's see, a bunch of free agents signed, Ronnie Stanley, Nick Bolton, DJ Reed. They're going to have to actually burn cash. I have them trading for Metcalf, drafting a receiver, Luther Burden, in the first round, trading back up for a best toss available.
Oh, yeah.
But the way to streamline it is whole new regime, two receivers, two tackles, impact players on defense.
That's it.
That's the plan.
That's
so you can vote at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. If you missed our plan earlier, the full detailed plan.
Get in there.
Those are up on social media. There's also a poll question. Brian put that together. You can vote there. We will get to Michael Penix getting the start in a moment. Let's hear some Patriots plans, shall we? Let's start with our good pal Josh in Nashville. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Jones and Keefe. I really like Keefe's plan there.
Thank you.
You know,
click.
Go. What up, Jonesy?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Josh. You like Keith's plan? Why?
Just because, like, I feel like, well, it's also what you said too, Jonesy. Like, you got to go away from like some of these like guys who have been around Belichick, like Ben Johnson, like Cohen, like you said too, Jones. Like, you got to get a new coach in here. Blow Mayo out of here. Like, I was a fan of him coming in before the season, but not anymore, man. And
yeah, I was okay with Mayo. I didn't want to be the coach. I had nothing against Gerard Mayo when they brought him in. I just thought they could have done a lot better. And I didn't want any ties to Bill. We get texts like this, 617-779-7937. Yeah, Jones, the Patriots connection was unsuccessful for 20 years. Stop it. Vrabel took the best of Bill and brought in a younger version of the Tennessee program. Blah, 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 blah. There was one key constant where it was successful for 20 years, and then it nosedived the second that person left. It was Brady. And Bill's plan has never worked anywhere else. You could say Vrabel had some mild success.
I don't even include him.
If you count him as a Bill guy. Thank
I personally
you.
Don't. I look at all the other guys.
I do.
Okay. But then that's one for eight or whatever.
Thank you. Yeah. Even still, it's overwhelmingly unsuccessful when it goes somewhere else. It wasn't Bill's system and the Patriots' system. It was maybe some of Bill and a lot of Brady.
No, Gerard Mayo, and I said this at the time of the hiring, nothing to do with his personality, but he, to me, was the worst case hire. I didn't want a Bill guy, and I didn't want a defensive guy. So you literally went with a guy who played for and coached with Bill and is a defensive guy, and not even necessarily like a defensive genius because he never even called plays or anything like that. I want an offensive guy that has never met Bill. So they went in the complete opposite direction.
It was the best way to say it. I heard you say this in real time when you first came up. I want someone who's never even met Bill.
Never exchanged numbers or a handshake with Bill Belichick.
Never passed him in a hallway.
And, like, knows how to call offensive plays. Like, that's desperately what I wanted. And they didn't go that route. And you're like, okay, not my first choice by a long shot. You better pair him up with some really good coordinators. In fact, he probably would have been better suited for an offensive and a defensive coordinator that had maybe been head coaches or at least called plays for multiple years, not two guys basically doing the job for the first time.
No, I think that's fair. Steve is in Fall River. Yeah. How you fixing the Patriots, Steve? Hello?
What do you got?
I got a very simple one for you. You have to have ownership. This is the plan now. You guys have really come up with wish lists.
Yep.
This is the plan.
That's the plan.
The Crafts have to spend $50 million more on the team,
okay,
and they need to replace the football ops, which is what you've alluded to.
Yep.
This guy Wolf is a holdover. Yep. We need people attached to winning upcoming franchises, and then maybe everything will flow from that with your wish list.
Okay, well, our wish list felt like solutions to me.
Maybe we should have given him 15 seconds. We got to put these guys on the clock, maybe, Nick, is maybe we get these hot, like, what do you do? How do you fix the Pats?
50 million.
Well, my clock is 60 seconds. So that
hang on.
50 million also sounds like a wish list.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They're all the same thing.
Yeah,
just call them different things. 50 million. It's our plan.
50 million in new football ops. I feel like we check some of those boxes.
Ben Johnson is going to get a ton of money by somebody.
Yeah,
so if you're going to get
him. He might eat up most of your 50 million.
Right.
Not for this year, but he's probably
getting. Overall, his contract would be over 50 million.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember Josh's plan again. Josh's plan was he liked Keith's plan better.
Keith's plan was good. Yep. New wideouts. No, more and more people want Elliott Wolf just out, which I'm fine with. I just think that job.
Pick one.
That's kind of tricky.
One goes, Mayo or Wolf?
Mayo.
Me
I think there's more of an impact if you have a new coach.
So, I mean, it's close. Neither one's very good at their job.
Because I also think Robert Kraft stands in the way of Elliott Wolf more than he would Mayo. I think when he picks Mayo, he's like, you're the head coach, coach the team. When he picks Wolf, he's like, well, we're not going to go that much for that guy, or we can't go that far. You know, like, I think Elliott Wolf has more standing in his way from doing a great job than Gerard Mayo does.
Yes. Early returns, by the way, in the show poll Brian put up. It is 54% in favor of the Jones plan.
Man. Well, that's because you have the uniform thing, which was smart.
You think that you
Kraft's guys, not on TV.
Playing my base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burning down the lighthouse. Smart. You had like a lot of good ones there at the end.
Yeah, I was throwing red meat to the base is what
you know
I was
what
doing.
Also
I was firing up my voting base.
And the way my brain works, I bet a lot of other people's brains is the same way. I went first.
Yep.
Jones went second. People already forgot my plan.
Gotta be honest.
Recency bias.
That was part of my plan in wanting to go second.
Smart.
Let's play them in reverse order when we come back at noon. At high noon.
We'll play them again, but play mine second.
Play
I bet I'll shoot up the
you're gonna skyrocket.
Yep.
That's you're going to fire up to the sun, which is what I was doing with Jalen Polk. On Michael Penix and the Falcons, we've been talking about this now for a few weeks. You could see it coming with Kirk Cousins.
Cousins has been real bad.
He was going to get benched. He went a month without throwing a touchdown. It was zero touchdowns against eight picks. He did throw a touchdown the other night, but the Falcons barely beat the Raiders. He's benched after a win, Keith.
Yeah, but it was like a gross win, and like there's no time like the present. They're still trying to make the playoffs.
So let me tell you, the Falcons were propped up as like the plan for developing a young quarterback. They signed Kirk Cousins, who could play in the meantime. They drafted a quarterback highly. They were going to have him sit. I hate that plan. I've always hated that plan. I'm bringing in my quarterback when I'm drafting him that highly.
They drafted him so high.
Eight?
Yeah, Michael Penix was the eighth pick.
When you're drafting him eighth overall, you're drafting in the really the first round. I'm bringing that guy into play in most cases. And look, Caleb Williams, I never really believed in, but I would have played him week one. I think he has not looked great as the season's gone along.
No.
Jaden Daniels played week one. Phenomenal. Yep. Drake May should have played week one. I think we've learned that.
Bo Nix, week
Bo
one,
Nix
baby.
Played week one. The Broncos are 9-5.
Playoff team.
The Falcons decided to throw a bunch of money at Kirk Cousins. They probably should have been playing Michael Penix right from the start.
Well, if they liked him that much, to your point, because I didn't love Michael Penix, but if they liked him to the point where they thought he was going to be a top 10 pick, even after giving Kirk Cousins all that money, like, no. I mean, you should have played him. Now, I don't know what it looked like either. Like, during camp here, we were following it so closely, Drake May was playing better than Brissett. Even the head coach said so. He said it before so I don't know if that was the case in Atlanta. Like, I bet Cousins is a lot better than Brissett.
I don't know how. Yeah, that's true. And Cousins is a statue now. Like, he can't move. But Penix is not Jaden Daniels or even Drake May.
No. He's going to stand back and throw.
He's pretty stationary. Yeah. And I don't know how he was doing in training camp and preseason games. I know he had some mop-up duty a couple of weeks ago. I don't know that, Keith, you're right. But if you like him so much and you're taking him in the top 10,
that's
and people were shocked
done.
Where you took him,
yeah.
That guy should start week one. And so the idea of letting your quarterback sit and develop, it's taken a big, fat, giant L this year.
Oh, my God.
This quarterback class is proving you can play your rookie right away. And two of those teams are going to the playoffs.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour in the playoffs.
Michael Penix can still get to the playoffs.
Penix has a chance. You could argue maybe if they went to him sooner. I mean, we'll see how he does, but yeah, I definitely would have.
Caleb Williams ain't going there. Drake May ain't going there.
No.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy were healthy. That Vikings team is way better than I thought.
Yeah, they're nasty. But I think Kevin O'Connell's one of these QB whisperers. And look how good Kirk Cousins looked. And look how good Sam Darnold looks. I bet he could get something out of J.J. McCarthy, who I also don't love.
Out of the rookies this year, first-round rookies, two are going to the playoffs. A third could get there and save their season.
Mm-hmm.
Three look great.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams, jury's out. I don't love it.
No.
And we'll see with Michael Penix.
Right.
But there you go on that. Let's go to Frankie and Saugus. More Patriots plans. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, how are you guys? Listen, what are the biggest problems? Well, I think one of the biggest problems we have this year with the Patriots is the defense. And one way to defense and leadership, one way to fix that is getting Micah Parsons.
Okay. How about Micah Parsons?
I love it. Yeah, hell yeah.
I love Nick Bolton on the Chiefs. I want like a winning player, but he is not a pass rusher. I mean, he is
Micah Parsons, get you the quarterback.
He is a second level defender. Yeah. I thought about prioritizing a pass rusher, but I want a leader in the middle of the defense. I like a champion like Nick Bolton, and I also want to prioritize somebody across from Gonzo in the secondary, which is I went DJ Reed in free agency. But Micah Parsons would be awesome.
Yeah.
What's he cost you?
Good question. I mean,
probably not a first, right?
Players never go for as much as I think they should. So, yeah, maybe a second-round pick.
Second-rounder, and you got to pay him?
Yeah.
And you got to pay him through the nose? Probably something like that.
Do it.
Okay.
I think you still got a lot left in the tank.
I'm still using a second-rounder on a wide receiver.
See, that's why I go T. Higgins, Travis Hunter, Micah Parsons. Now, I'm also not.
Yeah, are you co-opting Micah Parsons as part of the key plan?
Throw him on there. Throw him on there at the end. It was what was unsaid. It was in the deleted scenes.
It was implied.
Yeah, extended cut. My two-minute plan involved Micah Parsons. Because I also don't mind, because you're a little bit behind the eight ball here.
Yeah.
And you want to maximize the Drake May time. I'm not opposed to, if you really like a guy, trading next year's one to get back into this year's one and be like, all right, we're going in now. Like, so we're giving you a receiver and a lineman now. We're not being like, well, year three for Drake May is when we get the receiver.
No.
You need these guys now.
We are doing it now.
Yep.
So our plans are up on social media, at Jones, W-E-E-I, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You can seek those out. We'll play them again later on in the program. It is a Celtics Wednesday. We're going to talk to Terp at 11 o'clock. We have plans to fix the NBA. We're fixing stuff today, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
We're doers is what we are.
That's it.
Fixing things. Solutions. We are in the solutions business. So some ideas to fix the NBA, along with all your Patriots plans. There's a lot of you waiting patiently. We'll get to you next.